Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Marnie Fredrick, and I welcome you to another edition in our series featuring amazing, wonderful, supernatural women. Women who are busy about God's business and have learned to spell the word busy, best unique strategies for you. Each of these gals come on the air for 3 to 5 minutes to share her own best practices in one or more categories of life. So get ready to be motivated and equipped with best unique strategies for you from today's fun, informative, and fascinating women. Okay, let's get going. Hi, this is Marnie, and I welcome you to our very first edition of Amazing Women. And we actually have one amazing woman on the line with us today, and we are going to, the next time we do this is 2 weeks from now, but as the months go by, we are going to have a huge collection of these interviews with fascinating women from all over the world, women who God is using. God has chosen every woman to accomplish his purposes in this world. And these gals are going for it with all their energy. And that's what Amazing Women is all about. Today's guest is Janet Perez Eccles. And Janet has been part of my life for, I don't know, several years now. And she has also done a full program with us over at leadershipattitudes.com. She's here today to share with us three of her favorite best unique strategies, things that you can use if you have found yourself beaten down, trodden under, and facing really difficult circumstances in your life. Just a little background about Janet is that there's so much that you need to know about Janet, but just very quickly here, she went blind at age 32. She experienced marital infidelity and financial hardship. Her son, Joe, was tragically killed, and then the man who they felt was responsible was acquitted of all charges. She's written a book called Trials of Today, Transformation for Tomorrow, and she's here to join us and talk to us about her three key strategies that she has time to share with us during these few minutes today. Welcome, Janet.
Thank you, Marnie. You know, you say amazing women, and I think it's God who's amazing that allows us to go through
right.
all those stages and still thrive and triumph. So I just honored, you know, to be in that category.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's go ahead and dive right in. One of your keys is that you have to continually be changing the kind of thinking you're doing. Tell us about that a little bit.
I do, Marnie, because really when you think about the circumstances that you're in, for example, me, if I thought about my blindness, boo-hoo, how am I going to write? How am I going to travel and speak? I can't do this. If I ponder and start thinking about the things I cannot do because of the impairment, I would never go anywhere. I would never be able to reach the heights that the Lord has planned for me. So what I learned is that it's so important, like, to control our thoughts, to be able to capture them, the negative ones, toss them out, and think about what the Lord tells us to think about, what's right, what's excellent, what's praiseworthy, because I learned one very, very important thing, that thoughts have the power to either defeat us, and thoughts have also the power to drive us to fulfill the plans that God had prepared for us. So right now I'm thinking that we're going to have great inspirational moments.
Now, when you find a thought of self-pity or some other thought in your mind, what is it exactly that you do?
Well, really, I have to make sure that even if I'm tempted to think, oh, my goodness, I've not been able to see for 25 years, I don't have any sight at all, I can't walk around the house, I immediately stop and say, oh, yes, I can. Lord, you go before me. You allowed me to do so many things. So my thinking goes back to what God has allowed me to do already. So my thinking changes and says, wow, I wonder what he's going to allow me to do today. What challenges will be in my way, but how will he resolve them? I'm telling you, that is so powerful. It actually affects your health. Negative thoughts can really bring depression and anxiety, but positive thinking, focusing on the Lord, changes everything.
So in order to move your thinking from negative to positive, you like to think back to the times when God has been faithful in the past and then look forward to that in the future?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because
what do you do with the fear, Janet?
Well, you know, fear would be something that possibly people would expect I would have. How am I going to travel by myself? Maybe I won't get to where I'm going. And fear had was something I really had to battle with. I wasn't used to, obviously, for 31 years, I was able to see perfectly. And then when I lost my sight, fear of living in a dark world, of being not able to see my little boys' faces, fear was almost about to defeat me. But then I remember that, you know, God's word is the best way for us to conquer fear. And he says he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. Now, the sound mind, he means, is that we need to recognize what fear is. And I believe fear really is at the root of any negative emotion, anger, anxiety. There's something that we're fearing. For example, right now, I plan to be speaking to a large, large audience and sharing the stage with none other than John Maxwell, and of course I would fear, what if I don't measure up, you know? But I learned that, you know, fear of something that you don't know, it hasn't happened yet, is not healthy. And fear obviously focuses on circumstances, but faith focuses on the outcome. And I fear is something you have to deal with every single day. Right now what I am fearing is a little bit, what if in August when my book Simply Salsa comes out, what if it doesn't sell the copies it's supposed to? What if the marketing and publicity don't turn out? But, again, you know, I have to remember what God has planned will be.
And your final tip is to just be grateful all the time.
Be grateful. That's right, Marty. You know, I wake up every morning, and when I'm tempted to focus on, you know, the things that are ahead of me, the challenges with work and the ministry, I start thinking of all the things that I'm grateful for. I think, what if I couldn't hear? So I say, thank you, Lord, that I'm able to hear. What if I couldn't walk? Thank you that you gave me legs that I can walk. So thinking and being grateful for what you do have is immensely, immensely powerful.
Janet, I know we could talk all day. You guys, you got to go meet Janet at her website, Janet Perez Echols. And you can find that spelling and everything over at Blog Talk Radio or Marnie.com at the blog. Also, she's over at ChristianWomenSpeakers.com. Lots of great gals over there. Thank you, Janet. You have an awesome day.
Thank you.
Okay,
you too.
Bye. Okay, you guys. Bye-bye. You guys want to check out Janet's website over at Janet Perez Echols and also her book, Trials of Today. And you want to check that out at her website. And thank you for joining us. We're going to bring you lots of these wonderful interviews over the next weeks and months. And if you're interested in finding out more of that, you can go over to Marnie.com radio. Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye. Have a good day now.